This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Larry Bluestein and Danny Garcia, we take you up until 10 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on a Wednesday evening. As I said before, high school playoffs are in full swing. We are now in the region semifinals on Friday evening at 7:30 down at Southridge Park. The Miami Southridge Spartans with a 9-2 record, I believe 9 or 10. I think it's 9 because they played 11 games. We'll play host to Monarch High School, a program that last year came within one quarter of making it to the state championship games. One of the players, there's been a lot of players that have been responsible for Southridge's success, but one of them has been really, really good, not only on the football field, but as a leader, Josh McDowell. And Josh is kind enough to join us this evening. Josh, thanks so much for taking the time. And I know it's a great time for you being a senior and having an opportunity to extend this season one more week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hoping to get the dub out.
Yep. Well, talk about this season. I mean, because everybody thought after last year, I mean, you guys would be right back in the saddle again. You had a really good off season. A lot of younger players last year that kind of matured this year. Your quarterback, James Perrone, got, another year under his belt. The defense has got a lot better. Talk about what the expectations were. I mean, obviously, everybody goes, well, we're going to go to state. But what were your expectations? Was it to win that district and get to that region?
Coming into the season, we set like seasonal goals. First, it started with winning the South. Then it was winning our district. Now it's coming into winning the state championship.
And obviously, you've been a leader on a team. You know, I mean, everybody looks up to you. I mean, you're a playmaker. You have an opportunity, certainly, in your final year, to show to colleges and have an opportunity. As you head into this game this week, I mean, you got to feel pretty good. You came off a real big win over South Broward last week. The offense clicked. The defense shut them down to 6 points. Talk about this team. Talk about the character of this team. Talk about the coaches and Coach Mattis, Coach Davis, guys who really, helped you guys step up your game. Talk about how vital they've been to you.
Week in and week out, our coaches do great, excellent with putting us in the right position and game planning for the week. We watch film heavily. We lift. The preparation that they put us through is amazing, and it's showing on game day.
Was there a turning point this year? Was that Booker T game that lost to Booker T, was that something that kind of had you guys step back and say, hey, wait a minute, you know what, we should have won that game, we're a lot better? Was that game one of those games that you say, hey, that motivated us and maybe that's the path to winning a state title?
Yeah, I mean, the whole season we was winning, then coming to Booker T game, we realized we was slacking off a little bit. So I called the players meeting. We called the players meeting and we talked. We talked over it and we know we had to lock in and pick up the tempo to head and make this run to states.
Nice. Joshua McDowell join us. Josh, have you gotten any, has colleges been looking at you a lot, with your play this year?
I have a couple of interests, and I've been talking to a couple, but nothing locked in and certified as of right now.
But as I think, as far, you know, as further you go into the playoffs, a lot more colleges will get an opportunity. Last week, you had an interception. You had a rushing touchdown. Talk about that being on the offensive side of the ball.
As I said earlier, our coaches, they see something. They just see something in us. They put the package together, knowing my talents, and they put everybody in a great place to block right. for me, and I'll be able to run it in.
How'd you get the nickname Hot Dog?
That's a long story. When I was like 3 or 4, I played football. I always played football my whole life. And I was a lazy kid. One of my coaches said, "You just sitting there like a hot dog in a pot." And it just stuck since I was like 4 or 5. But I worked off that lazy stuff.
Yeah, so it kind of stuck with you. Not, the one thing that I could see just watching you and seeing you during the offseason, that you're far from lazy, obviously. You've turned it up a notch. I know this game this week is just another game for you, getting ready, being home. You have an opportunity. You win this game to be home again the following week. Certainly you guys have earned it. You've done a tremendous job. Josh, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us this evening. The best of luck this week. We'll be watching you. And the one thing that I want people to know is that your leadership, being a senior, has helped a lot with the younger players on the team. They follow you because of your success. Great job, and I know colleges are going to start seeing more and more.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry.
Anytime. Joshua McDowell, Miami Southridge linebacker, big-time kid. Get out and watch them this week, 7:30 Southridge Park. They're getting a good test against Monarch High School of Coconut Creek. As I said, that's a team that last year came within one quarter of playing for a state title. That's going to wrap hour number one. Please do not go away. We got 4 outstanding guests in hour 2.